www.thebeatsonline.com.
Shocker. He is the Republican nominee for president. Of course, he clinched Texas. That pushes him over the amount needed for the delegates. It was about the math. And that's where we begin here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, to all of you listening in those nooks and crannies and my favorite, those flyover states. How you doing? You had a lazy Memorial Day weekend where you got a chance to take a breath. People don't breathe anymore. Did you ever notice that? I'm serious. Everybody is out of breath and stressed. Mitt Romney's not stressed anymore. He's wanted this for a very long time. Think about it. He's been running for president for really over 5 years. Now he finally gets the nomination. The question is, what does he do with it? He was the establishment guy. I heard the Democrats are laughing because they think it's going to be a layup to beat Romney. But I would say not so fast, because there are people who are very disenfranchised and they're in the middle with what they're seeing from the current president. Gas prices don't seem to be a problem now because they dipped in a different direction. Jobs, even though, yes, there are jobs in some areas, like in North Dakota, you might have to pitch a tent, but you could get a pretty decent, high-paying job driving a truck. Or being there for the fracking, or perhaps even being a waitress because they desperately need people to serve the people who are working there. But if you don't want to move, rather, to North Dakota, then you might be a little bit stuck, like California, drowning in debt and so many other places. I think I was reading today that in New York, it's so expensive to live in New York that, yeah, if I can make it there, I can make it anywhere. You know, the whole song, New York, New York. Kind of that lyric has disappeared. Sorry, Frank Sinatra fans. But the problem with New York is the expense of trying to live in New York, almost any of the boroughs, but especially Manhattan, without a doubt. The numbers of people leaving Manhattan, it's like the movie Escape from New York, although they're escaping, I think, for financial reasons. The amount of people that are disappearing from the borders of New York, I like New York. I think it's just a great city. But to live there is so tough for so many people that you have a staggering amount of folks saying no thank you. So the state lost 3.4 million people. 3.4 million. Now, it's our biggest city. And when you say a couple of million, that's a lot. And 3.4 is certainly high. And how do you know that? Because they disappear from the tax rolls. Yep. In 10 years, they say it is the biggest exodus of any state in the nation between 2000 and 2010. You know, I'm part of that statistic because I left New York right in that time frame. So I was one of the people that left. When I went to New York, and I loved being in New York, and I loved the job. I worked for great people and a great station, WFAN, but it's very expensive to live there, no doubt about it, because you get taxed, state tax. Of course, you have your federal tax. Then you have a borough tax. Then you have a city tax. Tax. If you're making Howard Stern money, they might be taking a big bite out of that dough, but he can afford to spread it around, perhaps. For everybody else, it's pretty tough. Now, moving from New York, and a lot of those people moved, by the way, to Florida. And not just because they had gone gray and they were snowbirds and they were taking leave. No, these are people that were even younger that wanted to move down there to be in a state where there was no state income tax. So what a huge number that is. The Tax Foundation has a thing called a migration calculator. Did you know that? How cool is that? It's based on information from the IRS, of course. So they look at the number of people moving between states each year and the income affected by the shifts. And that's how they arrived at the number with New York over that whole decade. What a difference that that made. That's huge income. They took really between 2009 and 2010, New York people, folks that went to Florida, they say took $1.3 billion in income. Yeah, that's why you can tell. If you start to see the commercials, it's just like Vegas. You start to see the commercials, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and we've got this deal and that deal. It's the same thing for New York. You start to see all the ads about coming to New York and catching a show and whatever else New York has to offer because, yeah, at least we can get the tourists in here if we can't get people to stay in New York. Oh, please, please, let's grab on to the tourists. All right, it wasn't about tourists, sadly. It was about people who were pulled from their homes and were massacred. I think one of the saddest photographs that I've seen is Syrian people watching the burial of about 100 victims, a lot of them women and children. They were pulled from houses, seems similar to a story in the Bible, lined up and shot. Entire families completely wiped out. What did they do? They were poor and they lived in the wrong village. So as a result of that, the United States, along with some others like Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, and Canada, the usual suspects, announced they are booting Syrian diplomats to protest the massacre of the 100-plus people in the town of Hula. The United Nations said the dead included just an unbelievable amount of kids. An unbelievable amount of children were involved in this. So the condemning of the actions of the Assad regime is at least, I guess, one thing that could be done. Victoria Nuland from the State Department had this to say.
This is a political measure. This is a statement of our extreme disapproval and horror at the massacre. We will obviously continue to look at other ways we can pressure the regime economically, politically, diplomatically. You have Syrians all over the country out in the street protesting against their own government today. You have massive protests in Damascus and in other cities. So it may well be a tipping point of disgust and horror inside Syria.
All right, so that's inside Syria, but what's going to happen to Assad, and what's the role of the United States in this? The United States, of course, closed its embassy in Damascus in February and withdrew the ambassador and some other Americans who were diplomats in response to what was going to happen safety-wise, that it wasn't safe for them to stay there any longer. The fact that you have families just being executed, boy, oh, boy. And we are in this terrible conundrum of how do you stand by, but at the same time, how do you invest in trying to help these people? And the answer is we are broke, no joke. We cannot afford to spend an unlimited amount of time in these areas trying to get things right, meaning in the Middle East. When you think of how they drag out Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria? I don't think so. What do you say? 855-266-TAPES. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Tropical Storm Beryl trying to wreak havoc with people in Florida, especially Jacksonville, got slammed. Something fierce at one point. Most of it has to do with flooding. Lots of flooding, and there were riptides, rip currents. And I'll tell you what, you don't mess around with those rip currents. You know, you get in the water, even if it's waist high, and it says watch out for the rip currents, and you have the line of sight of where the people that you are with are, and then boom, within less than a minute you've lost them, it's time to get out of the water and go to the pool. Well, unfortunately, one 18-year-old didn't pay attention, was a little bit more excited about the waves, very sad for their family. So Beryl was the big storm along the along coastal Carolina. That's really the next victim. But Florida was the first victim, slamming into northeast Florida, turned into a tropical depression, and now Beryl will re-enter the Atlantic on Wednesday. That means heavy rain, lots of wind, Carolinas and Georgia will get slammed with it. When it first came ashore, it had 70-mile-an-hour winds, and that was near Jacksonville Beach, Florida. The winds that it pretty much sustained across the board were 30-mile-an-hour winds. They said one of the sad things in the Atlantic Ocean was this 18-year-old and a friend in 5 to 6 feet of water. The friend tried to flag down. Rescue workers did, but it was too late. His body was found. This was 6 p.m. when this happened. It was found 6 o'clock the next day. And the National Weather Service had said, watch out for that rip current. It's something awful. You don't want to mess with that. from Florida up to the Carolinas, and they just didn't think about it, and unfortunately, it swept him away. Here's what William Nelson had to say about Beryl.
Oh, yes, it was going to be on me. The whole thing was going to be fall on me. First, you hear the crackling sound, like, with the wind and everything. So I decided to get up.
Yeah, it was a good thing he got up because everything collapsed. Isolated tornadoes are even possible in the eastern Carolinas. Dangerous rip currents, definitely, they say, are likely. It's interesting, you hear Beryl and you think, oh, Beryl, who picked out that name for a hurricane? Do you know they have the names picked all the way out through 2017? So next on the list, if remember we had Alberto, then you've got Beryl, you got Chris, you got Debbie, Ernesto, Florence, Gordon, Helen, Isaac, Joyce, Kirk. I looked for Kate. Kate isn't until 2015. I looked for Matt in honor of Matt Johnson. I didn't even see Matt on the list anywhere.
2016.
Oh, yeah, 2016 after Lisa. As soon as he said that. Nicole. No, there could be something sandwiched in between Elisa and Nicole. What could that mean? It's interesting, some of the names, because some of them are kind of unique, and then others are old school. The Sams, the Vickies, the Kyles, and then thrown in the middle of it, Harvey and Katya and Ophelia. Ophelia. Hurricane Ophelia barreling down the coast. Hurricane Gonzalo headed your way. But this is what they do. They name the hurricanes. And so the thing is, you already know this, but the storm has to get speeds of 74 miles an hour. Then it can be called a hurricane. Otherwise, it's a tropical storm. So if they develop into a hurricane, and that's what they look at. They look about naming the storms, and then it could, of course, dissipate. But that's the first thing that they're looking for. And what is very interesting, and I didn't know this until I looked it up, is they retire hurricane names. Did you know that? No, this is like crazy. So they retire the names after it's been destructive or for whatever reason, like Irene, 2011, boom, retired. If you go back in history, Hurricane Fran in 96, retired. If you go back to Hurricane Floyd in 99, retired. Hurricane Hugo in 89, retired. Andrew was terrible. What happened in Florida, so many people killed. In Miami, it was awful. 92, Andrew, how awful that was. So a lot of times, especially with a lot of destruction and whatnot, nobody wants to hear that name. They don't want to hear it. So instead, let's just retire it. Just put it out so we don't use that name again. What's interesting is when there are normally less than 21 named tropical storms, I guess, in any year, and it's very rare when there's more than 21 storms. So if there are, the storms are given names from the Greek alphabet, alpha, beta, gamma, delta, like that, if you get beyond the 21, because you've got the 21 already listed, so that's how you don't have to sweat it out. Whoops, we went through the list. What do we do now? Well, think about it. Just use your Greek alphabet. Go in that direction instead. But Beryl really takes the cake of all the names that I've heard. So Mitt Romney doesn't have to worry about presumptive anymore. I said this before. Instead, he moves on to the guy, the man, the nominee. And this has been a wild process because there's still a lot of skeptical conservatives who are trying to hang out for the Republicans and try to hang on to the thought of Romney. But initially there's a little period where you have to get over the fact that your guy lost, that he's not there, they're not going to be in it, and it's this other guy. It's this other guy. And what a challenge it will be to upend Obama. It's going to be all about employment. It's going to be all about small business and prosperity. And what's going to play very heavy into Romney's campaign and actually into both of their campaigns, what happens with the Supreme Court and Obamacare. Does it stay as it is? It doesn't seem likely. What's plucked out of it? What does that mean for people when that law changes? So, and I think it will. I think it will. I think they'll vote to pull some of it apart. The Supremes, in the end, will vote strictly, if it's supposedly on whatever the decision is that's rendered, looking at legal precedents and stuff. I think with the legal thing will be that the mandate is thrown out and a few other things are cherry-picked out of it, too, as well. All right, coming up on America Tonight, we got a couple of great guests that you're going to love. One is my pal Don Wiskin. He's at the end of the hour talking about Extendivite. You've heard me. You know my story. The fact that I lost a grandfather, great-grandfather, who I've heard great stories about over the years. Never met him. Only saw pictures of him. That's it. Because they died before they were 40. And it was heart-related. One was flat out a heart attack, and the other one, heart palpitations, then boom, heart attack gone. So because I was offered the chance to try it, it made me think about, okay, we're going through a family history. I don't want to end up this way. And so I'm going to give it a whirl and see what happens. And then I found out that my blood pressure was way higher than I thought. Cholesterol numbers were all over the map. And honestly, Extendivite was a real game changer. It's all natural. So you're not taking a bunch of loaded crap. No offense to the pharmaceutical reps out there. So if you go to heartdrop.com, you can order it. You can order Extendivite. Or go to 877-928-8822, 877-928-8822. Also coming up on America Tonight, before dawn, we're going to talk to one of my favorite guys, too, Steve Gander. He runs a rodeo called the Mesquite Rodeo, and it's been around for 50 years. It's a top feeder rodeo to so many other big ones. But what's interesting is he's going to talk about the fact that you've got these horses, these bucking horses that are so unique. And what's it like to ride on a bucking horse, get that 8 seconds? And he tells some incredible background, some incredible history on that, and people trying to change the fact they have horses that will do that, will buck, because they didn't want to see it happen. They wanted to change foods, diets for these horses. And that would have been the end of the saddle bronking. Would have happened in rodeos anymore if they had done that. So my conversation with Steve, loaded with some really cool fun facts, is coming up around the bend.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Feeling funny in my mind, oh, I believe I'm fixing to die.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. We've heard me talk about this. I was just out at the Mesquite Rodeo, how fun it was. And I really, somebody asked me the other day what was my favorite event. And I wasn't sure because I actually was introduced to a few things that I hadn't seen up close and personal, like the barrel racing, which I had seen on the tube, but I'd never seen inside an arena for myself, and I thought that was very cool. I felt myself pulling for everyone, though. That was the problem, but it was very, very fun. So joining us now is Steve Gander. He's the general manager of the Resistol Arena and, of course, the home of the Mesquite Pro Rodeo. Steve-O, how are you doing?
If I was any better, nobody could stand me. I'm doing great.
That's a good thing, my friend. You just heard me say that, and I was wondering, you're somebody who's been involved with the rodeo forever and a day. Do you have a favorite event? Is there a favorite event that you're excited about? I mean, you probably like the whole rodeo, obviously, but is there one event that just gives you the chills or you get excited about?
I like all the events because each one of them is something unique. You know, some are more athletic competition, some are more strategy. But my favorite event would be the saddle bronc ride.
Oh, yeah, because it's all about how long can they stay on, right?
Well, the cowboy only has to ride for 8 seconds, but to me, the horse is the aristocrat. The bucking horse is the aristocrat of horses. You know, a horse has survived for millions of years because of his ability to buck and flee. And what you see in the, doing in the arena, what those horses doing in the arena, is a completely natural thing for them to be doing. So when you see the very, very best saddle broncs out there, you're seeing the best of a million years of breeding. I like bucking horses in part also because, you know, for the last 100 years, feed companies and breeders have tried to breed the buck out of horses, and yet there are still bloodlines that carry this trait, this natural trait, that have the ability and the heart and desire to buck.
What? I didn't even know that. Is there a particular area in the country where you can get more of the horses, where more of those horses come from?
I don't think, not necessarily. I guess maybe the Montanas and the Dakotas is probably where I've seen some of the best bucking horses come from over the years. But part of that is the fact that you had the military horses, the cavalry horses that were turned loose 100 and some years ago, and then you had those logging horses that were turned loose, those draft horses, the feather-footed horses. They were turned loose, and then those horses bred back and forth. They're not Mustangs, but they're big, and they're big-boned, and they're powerful, and they survive because of their ability to buck and flee. So that's really part of our a big part of the horse breeding program today for bucking horses, is the horses that are descendants of those.
Yeah. How about these guys? What does it take for these guys that we see to stay on for the, as you say, the 8 seconds? What kind of skills do you have to be able to do that?
Well, for a cowboy to stay on a bucking horse, that's not really a natural inclination like it is for a horse to be the bucking.
Yeah.
It takes years and years of training. You need to grow up around it. It's best to grow up around animals or around the horses, because then you get to understand them a lot better. If you've never been around them, you really don't understand them.
Yeah.
And that's very important. But your best bronc riders today are a product of Little Britches Rodeo, high school rodeo, and they work their way up to the college ranks.
Yeah. You have to be proud of the Mesquite Pro Rodeo, because it has been selected over the years as one of the top 5 PRCA small rodeos of the year. In fact, in 2011, which really says something. A lot of good cowboys come through here. A lot of good athletes, animals come through Mesquite, don't they?
There's a lot of legends that had their start here.
Yeah, and it's fun to watch those
Mesquite
legends.
We're celebrating our 55th year this year.
55 years, wow. And just a stone's throw away from Dallas, too, because a lot of people are already asking me that. Geez, how do I get there, Kate? It's pretty easy. I think I timed it. And, you know, I do have a heavy foot, but I think I got from downtown Dallas to the Mesquite Rodeo in less than 20 minutes, maybe about 20 minutes.
Yes. We're just straight east of downtown Dallas, right on the interstate. And, in fact, we like to think of Dallas as a suburb of Mesquite.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think it is. Somebody wanted me to ask you about this, and it's what I was watched, too, when I was just recently there. But mutton busting. This was a question where somebody asked me, what's the deal with mutton busting? How long has that tradition been around?
I think it's been around for 25 or 30 years here.
Really?
Mutton busting and the kids calf scramble are two events that we would never be able to drop. They are so popular. Everybody who brings their kid here probably rode on a sheep when they were a kid themselves.
How old do you have to be involved in mutton busting?
5 years old or less than 60 pounds.
Ooh, less than 60 pounds. And of course, they wear helmets and whatnot.
Helmets and vests are mandatory for the event. And some of the kids will try it one time and never want to try it again, and then some more want to do it every week.
Yeah. Now, you know that people love the whole bull riding thing. There's no question about that. People love the deal with the bull. And I've seen many rodeos and seen that part of it, the bull riding part. And I'm always fascinated by the bulls and getting them in the chute and the whole thing. What's the scoop on a good bull? How do you know the bull is just feisty?
Well, the bulls are bred for bucking too, just like the horses are. And I don't know that there's any one generality you can make about what makes a good bucking bull or not. First of all, they have to have good athletic ability to do it and the disposition, and they got to want to do it. And bulls don't usually buck as long as horses. But the career that they have is phenomenal. I mean, a lot of them seem to enjoy making misery for the cowboys out there in the arena.
Absolutely. is there a certain cowboys, or, you know, how do we look for, it's like you said, the scorecard where you see a lot of legends that come through, and the Mesquite Rodeo has been around for 50 years. So what is it that, and I guess this is a tough question, but I think it's an interesting one. In looking at these cowboys, what kind of chops do you have to have? Because, you know, we look at athletes, like we look at Tony Romo or the Cowboys, and people talk about what is it you need to have to be a great quarterback or a great wide receiver, any of that kind of stuff, or to be a great slugger in baseball, have that certain eye-hand coordination and whatnot. What does it take to be a good cowboy, in your opinion?
Several things. Number one, I think he has to have that desire, that heart, that inner strength where he knows in his mind that he can do it. Bull riding is a mind game as much as it is athletic ability. You have to believe in yourself, and then you have to train your body muscles to do unnatural things. For example, when that bull gets into a spin, your natural inclination is to hang on tighter with your legs. But what you really need to do is be able to throw that outside leg out, get it off the bull, and throw it out so it throws your body back up, sitting back up on the bull. And there's just several things in a bull rider where you have to train your muscles in your mind to do an unnatural thing in order to be successful.
Yeah. I know I wouldn't be very good at it. That's why I admire watching these guys, because I don't know how they do it. I'm serious. I have no clue. That's what's fun to watch. Now, some of the things that you're doing each week is, of course, June, July, August, big times for the rodeo. And in June, especially, really, you're amped up, I'm sure, for some of the things that I was even reading about. I can't wait to see acrobats on horses. You've got the wild chuck wagon races. That's pretty cool, I have to say. And the thing is, you've got, and I noticed this too, you have the video screens where it's like we're used to the replays. I was talking about football or baseball. You got the same thing, so you can see what's happened. And I bet that's a big draw for people, that they're able to also get the replay, isn't it?
It helps educate the spectator and give them a better perspective of the sport, and they get to see the really great things twice. You see the action. We have two huge, giant replay screens and four television cameras, and you see the action live as it happens and bigger in life on the screen, and then within just a second or so, you get to see the ride again in replay, slow-motion replay, and the announcers point out what was good about that ride or where the guy made the mistake and that type of thing.
Yeah. So you have no excuses. Meet me at the rodeo. I love this stuff. MesquiteRodeo.com. Go there. Check it out. You can get tickets. Tickets are a song, too. I mean, look for adults 24 and 30.
The tickets are family priced. We have a lot of events. Like this weekend, we have a guy riding two bulls, Roman style. Trick riders that you mentioned earlier, they're like four or five young ladies that just do an amazing job with a lot of speed, and they are doing tricks off the saddle of their horses and going under the belly of the horse and up the other side and everything else. We have chuck wagon races. We have one guy coming this summer that has a dog and monkey act where the monkey rides the dog and herds sheep. There's another guy that's coming with buffalo, and he's putting them up on top of a trailer. You know, they jump up there 11 feet in the air.
Sure. Cool.
There's something every week. There's something going. If you miss one weekend, you miss something you might not get to see for another year.
Right. It's just like going to these games. You got to go there every week so that you can see. Steve Gander, GM of the Resistol Arena, Mesquite Pro Rodeo, the home of it. Steve, thanks so much.
Hey, Kate, thank you, and I hope to see you here soon.
Yep, we'll be out there. Thanks, Steve.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Long we've been talking about this campaign that I'm on to get our hearts healthy, because I was scared straight when I heard the stories about my grandfather, my great-grandfather, and really, frankly, the Delaney men, and the fact that none of them survived past 40, so I never had a chance to meet them, and had a father, too, who had a very, very weak heart. So enter what has become my lifeline. Honestly, I love this stuff. Extendivite. I've told you about cholesterol numbers. I've told you about blood pressure numbers. A lot of you are starting to send me your numbers as well. And you're asking me for the website again and again and again. It's very easy to remember. Heartdrop.com. Isn't that ingenious? Heartdrop.com. And the number is, and don't worry, I'll give this out a bunch, but 877-928-8822. How easy is that? 877-928-8822. Heartdrop.com. So we know now it's been, geez, almost 3 months for me, and I've seen amazing things. I feel good. I feel good about taking a product that's all natural, because as you all know, and I've said this before, I didn't take anything, but I was very worried about my heart because of the stories that I heard. And I just had a cousin whose a father-in-law dropped dead of a heart attack, and this guy was a physician. He was running, and boom, they found him, sadly, outside of Chicago on the side of the road in his normal running route, and they were just stunned by this. So I know that we're all worried about our hearts. Don Wiskin, who is the man behind Extendivite, has talked about a lot of the testimonials he's heard from people. We've asked him questions because so many of you have sent in questions. You've also sent in some more, so we're going to do that as well. And you've heard Don's personal story, too. He had a similar thing to me, except for I, luckily, knock on wood, hear me knocking, I have not been dropped off in front of the hospital. I was worried that I would end up like all the Delaney side of my family. And he's alive and kicking, and as he says, he's very active. So active, in fact, that I think he's busting at the seams to join us on the air as he's in our virtual green room. Don, how are you?
I'm in your virtual green room.
I love that. Hey, somebody asked me this question. You know what? I didn't know because I know it's been a bunch of years, and you can see that when you go to the website because you really tell all the stories quite nicely. But how long exactly? This, somebody asked me this. Vern asked me this question out of Austin, Texas. How long has Don, you know, once they created the product, how long has Don actually been taking it? So that's the question. How long have you been taking it?
I started taking this whole stuff around 1999 in March, and I have not stopped.
And you haven't had a problem?
No, ma'am.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. That's the true testimony when you haven't had a problem and you're not on all these other kind of things that people are juggling and worried about and carrying around with them in big tote bags. Travis, yep, in Vermont, listening to us on one of our great affiliates, WVMT, wanted me to ask you this question. He says, hi, Kate. Hi, Don. Kate, I've heard you talk about cholesterol numbers, blood pressure numbers, and how excited you were, and especially the fact that it's all natural and all that kind of stuff. My question is, what other things has Don seen or heard from other people that it's helped them with as far as their heart is concerned? So that's the question. What other things has happened to people besides, obviously, blood pressure like me or cholesterol numbers going down?
Well, you know, it's there's so many things that there's so many things that are heart-related. I mean, if I said a leaking heart valve 6 to 8 months down the road didn't have to be replaced because, you know, we killed off the virus that was causing the deterioration of the heart valve. If I talked about people's blockages, like, totally being reversed and not having bypass surgery, you know, I could talk about all of the things that are related to circulation, but, you know, it's also the things that aren't. I've had two people now, a 73-year-old lady and a 40-some-year-old man, both tell us that they didn't have carpal tunnel syndrome operation on their hands because of Extendivite. I don't know why, but, you know, it's just amazing. And the one guy, he had the operation on one hand but not the other, and he's a guitar player, and that was his guitar hand. So he was real happy not to have that. Heart-related, we can, you know, it just strengthens the heart and cleans out the arteries and boost your natural immune system and kills off the fungus and viruses that cause the damage in your arteries that cause the plaque to build up, which start the whole problem right there.
Yeah. Stan, which is a great answer, and as you said, there's so many. It varies from person to person. That's the thing, and that's what you're finding out with all of the people who write you notes back, right?
Absolutely. I mean, all you have to do is take it for a few months and see what it does for you. Whatever your problem is, you know, it can be overcome with just this natural herbal medicine.
Yeah.
Because it is medicine, even though it's a supplement.
Yeah, absolutely. That's it. That was my next question that Stan sent, and it was a great question. Stan in Hattiesburg, Mississippi asked the question, you know, all this stuff is natural. Is it kind of gratifying to you that more people are saying, yes, why aren't we taking natural supplements when before people thought it was hocus pocus? Are you getting a sense of gratification as a result of that?
I am. I really am. But there are times that I feel like I'm just pounding my head against the wall because, you know, that white coat syndrome, you know, in 1959, the drug companies started to stop all the studying of natural medicine in North America. And in 1963, they started writing the textbooks that doctors learn by. So if you have the drug companies who have an ulterior motive who are telling the doctors how to help people, they're not really helping. And that's the biggest problem, is it's become too much money. Everybody wants
money, and they don't really want to fix you, and they don't want to be responsible.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. And so there is a natural resistance to seeing what's happened by choosing the right kind of potions that are natural, which is what you've put together with Extendivite.
Well, you know, in Canada, because that's where I am, mm-hmm. If you were a doctor and you were to prescribe a natural medicine to your patient, you could lose your license to practice medicine. And only in 1999 and 2000, four of our provinces across Canada have allowed doctors to work with natural medicine without persecution from the College of Physicians and Surgeons. So when you have that much power down on your physicians, so that, you know, like some of them even say, and I say this again and again, ginkgo biloba, they're so afraid of ginkgo biloba that it's ridiculous. And ginkgo is, you know, to help you with Alzheimer, to get more blood and oxygen to the heart and brain. Why would anybody be afraid of that?
Yeah, but I agree.
It's they're ignorant because they didn't study it. But more and more doctors are starting to realize over the last 10 to 15 years, they're starting to realize that what they were doing isn't right, and they're sitting back and wondering, because I can't tell you how many elderly people have talked to me and said, and I'm talking people in their 70s and 80s, who said that their spouse was on so much medicine every day that that's what they believe killed them.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing, Don, from so many people, that it was pill after pill. They didn't even know what the pills were. Sometimes they'd be out of something or something would happen, and they'd have to call an emergency room or call a doctor, and they'd have to describe what the pill looked like because they couldn't even pronounce the name of the drug.
And some of the drugs say not to be taken if you're over 65.
Mm.
But they still take them, you know, and the liver damage. It's just kind of ridiculous. I mean, I don't like taking drugs myself. One time they gave me Lipitor, and they gave me 80 milligrams, and I was so sick that day I couldn't even get off the bed, and I thought, this is supposed to make me better. I can't take this. But, you know, my cousin said to me, oh, well, you get used to it. Well, I'm sorry. I don't want to get used to feeling sick.
Oh, I so agree with you. That's exactly why I jumped on Extendivite once I saw the results. And so everybody knows this too. Don, before we started this whole heart campaign, they sent me some Extendivite. Let me try it, because of course he doesn't want me to talk about it if I don't believe in it, and I do, because I saw the results and I was very scared by what had happened to my family. And I told this story, but I'll say it again, and many of you have asked me about it. I went to my doctor, Dr. Marcus, his name is, and he was shocked by some of the things that he saw when they took my numbers and asked me what I was doing differently. And I told him. And he, you know, he shook his head and smiled. And see, he's one of those white coats. He's agreeing with you, Don, saying that, yeah, we're seeing that more and more, using herbs, using natural products is helping people. He admitted that to me.
Oh, absolutely. And you see more and more write-ups about it all the time. But, you know, it's I say this all the time. You'll start taking it 6 months down the road. You go to your doctor scratching his head saying, I don't know what you're taking, but don't stop.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so keep those letters coming. Send them to me at americatonight.net with those questions. The questions are great. And go to heartdrop.com. The number is 877-928-8822. Don Wiskin, always fun to chat with you, my friend. Thanks so much for joining us each and every week here on America Tonight.
And thanks for having me on, Kate. I really appreciate that.
Thanks, Don.